Massachusetts is in the midst of a high-stakes experiment to control health care costs. It's based on the belief that changing the way we pay for health care will cut costs and improve our health. Hospitals, doctors, and insurers here are rapidly moving into what are known as global payments or global budgets. A study out today finds that the shift is good for patient care, but it's not saving patients any money yet. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
One in five of us, that's patients in Massachusetts, is now under some kind of global payment. That means that hospitals, or the group your doctor is in, negotiates a budget for all the patients in their practice. The doctor gets paid based on the number of patients in their care, not based on how many patients they see in a day or the number of tests they order. This change is sweeping across Massachusetts and is being tested in pockets around the country. It started in Massachusetts in 2009 with Blue Cross Blue Shield. Michael Chernew and a team of researchers at Harvard Medical School looked at what happened in the first 2 years.
We find in our study that the underlying medical spending fell and quality improved, and ultimately that's what I think the system is striving towards.
Looking at quality, these 11 physician groups and hospitals did a better job than physicians in traditional medical contracts of making sure that patients received preventive care, things like standard checkups or cancer screenings. And overall, they trimmed spending by just under 3%. Chernew says these providers are delivering quality care for less money, but
the real question is going to become, as the global budget gets tighter and tighter, can the groups continue this level of savings? And I don't think we can tell the answer to that question after 2 years of analysis.
The main way doctors saved money was by sending patients to lower-cost hospitals. This wasn't easy. Many resisted the change. Doctors say the next stage, which is not ordering tests patients don't need, is even more difficult. Jean Lindsay runs Atrius Health, which includes Harvard Vanguard doctors. He says physicians have many long-standing habits and practices.
Getting them to the place where they're actually able to see, wow, it's wasteful to order a test that measures 10 things when I only needed to measure one. That's relearning an approach to your craft.
The Blue Cross contract uses financial incentives to encourage doctors to make these changes. There are quality bonuses and extra payments so they can hire patient case managers and add more preventive services. But these additional payments are eating up all the savings so far. In fact, the report says these global budget contracts are likely costing Blue Cross more right now than standard medical contracts. Senior VP Dana Safran says Blue Cross did not expect to save money right away.
We understood that we would be buying something very different, that we would be buying these higher levels of quality and better outcomes that the study reports, that we would be buying a system that is in the process of transforming itself to hold down the rate of growth in medical spending.
Safran says the doctors and hospitals in this study are on track to save consumers money towards the end of their five-year contracts. Even though consumers are not seeing any savings yet, healthcare experts say the fact that doctors are saving money internally is significant. David Cutler is an economist at Harvard University.
This is really the first time where people have shown that you can save money, even right away, and that you then start to see some of the kind of fundamental transformations that will save money down the road.
Because one way or another, healthcare spending growth will have to slow.
The report's author, Michael Chernew, says if changing the way we pay for healthcare doesn't lead to better care and lower costs, then consumers will face much higher costs and doctors and hospitals can expect much lower fees.
We simply, as a state and a country, can't afford the levels of healthcare spending growth that we have historically experienced.
At the Statehouse, lawmakers are negotiating the final elements of a bill that will encourage more doctors and hospitals to move to global payment contracts. The assumption is this change will build a better and cheaper healthcare system in the long run. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.